This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Yeah, take that, Trevor.
Can't argue with that.
Take that, Piper. Sorry, I just had a conversation off the air that will never happen on the air, ever. Unless it's my very last day and I just want to scorch her on my way out. I should do that.
Not today.
Not today. Let's say, you know, 10 years from now, I decide to retire from radio and just move to a place nobody knows I'm at. I may go scorched earth. And I'm going to start with Trevor. I'm kidding you. Hey, Bunny's Chili. Get that for your grandma, Trevor. Your mic's on, by the way.
Okay, I didn't know.
Oh, okay, yeah. Bunny's Chili. Would your grandma like chili right now, though, when it's 100?
I don't know. Chili doesn't seem to quite hit the spot in 110 with humidity type of thing.
I want to ask our listeners. Like, I made chili the other day. I made a big thing of chili.
I'm not a chili guy.
I know, and that's fine. But I made chili when it was 100 degrees. And I know that's weird. To the majority of people, I know that's weird. But I wonder if there's anybody else out there like me that even in July when it's hot, a bowl of chili sounds good. 359-2255. I want to do some research on this. But you had me thinking of Bunny's Beer Chili. Oh, it's so good. All right. It is time to head back to the phone lines. Just visited with Lance Ringler from Golf Week. Good stuff there. I'm excited about the Memorial this week with Tiger coming back. Let's get that going. I always want to see a Tiger-Phil pairing. Have they played long enough and done enough for golf that from now on, those two on like a Thursday, let's say, or a Friday, before you pretty much then have to dictate where the pairings are going to go, those two should always be paired up with each other and mic'd.
Why not?
I think that would be so fun. But of course, if you're the TV, you don't want both of them on one. You want one here in one time slot and you want the other one in a different time slot because a lot of people love Tiger and Phil. So, but man, that would be fun to have those two going at it. And just somehow you can record all the side bets they're making during a round. That would be the great thing. All right, let's visit with James Herring, of course, the current Dayton Director of Basketball Operations. James, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm great. How about yourself?
Good. Would you eat chili in July?
I'm not a big chili guy.
Okay.
You know, so would I do it? Yes. Would I enjoy it? Probably not.
Okay.
But actually, hey, Lon, I got a request for you before you crush Trevor or do anything that would cause you to leave the show. you know, whether it's this year or 10 years from now. But the only request I have is the intro of The Drive, like coming out of the break. I love, you know, it's like it gets me kind of hyped up before I listen to you guys talk.
Yes.
And I just want to see if at some point my name can be in that intro.
Boom.
Where, hey, we're meeting with Josh Whitman or Brad Underwood or whoever it is.
Boom.
You know, just be kind of built in there.
Well, Trevor, you're hearing it now. James Herring and who was the other?
Chris Raby.
Chris Raby and James. Chris Raby from KMOX. He's got some work to do. James Herring is what he's got. That's what we're going to do. We're going to make you a promise.
We can work on that.
We're going to work on it, my friend. That's awesome.
I think he's earned it.
Oh, he's definitely earned it. Hey, my last question, and then Derek's going to get nitty gritty here. Thank you for helping to provide entertainment to all of us with live sports. Just an amazing job. I know you're going to talk about it, of what you were able to help Mike LaTulip with this TBT House of Pain squad, but also the TBT tournament in general, I thought, has been unbelievable. So just thank you from all of us to guys like you that worked your butt off to make that a reality, make it happen. You provided some great entertainment.
No, I appreciate it. And, you know, I'm always gonna hand it off because at the end of the day, Mike was that guy, like, getting stuff done. And then, obviously, you know, the players as well. But, yeah, no, appreciate it.
James, let's fill the listeners in on just kind of what you were – we joked back and forth. What was your official role, assistant GM, assistant coach? We thought you were the assistant producer here at The Drive, so I guess SID as well. So just kind of what your involvement was, because I know you're very hands-on with this along with LaTulip.
Yeah, so Mike hit me up. I can't remember when it was, maybe January or February or kind of early on in the process. Because I remember the college basketball season was still going on, and just like, hey man, you want to you know, potentially be a part of this? And I was like, yeah, I'd love to. You know, because a good amount of those guys were there, Nana, Finke, LaRon, and Malcolm, they were all there when I was there. And, you know, just hop on as, like, an assistant coach or, you know, whatever. I'm game for whatever. And obviously as things progressed and the dates changed and everything going on, I wasn't able to go. So I just tried to help from afar. And, you know, Latoop and I, we probably talked, I don't know, 8 times a day, almost to the point where I just got tired of talking to the guy, and I'm sure he got tired of talking to me. But just in terms of kind of putting the roster together and always having backup plans, just because, you know, all of a sudden Ray had to go back to Israel, and, you know, maybe, you never know, maybe someone ends up having to test positive on a home test, and you're trying to scramble around to kind of put a roster together. But then also just kind of help from, you know, offensive and defensive schemes and bouncing different ideas. And I know Mike, he talked to so many different people, whether it's, you know, from his time at Illinois or his time at Wright State, and then just, you know, other people in basketball in general. But yeah, I just tried to, you know, just assist in any way I can and pull some clips for video, both, you know, for our scheme from an offensive defensive standpoint, as well as just, like, you know, I guess a scout, pull some personnel clips just so you have a feel of the Bryce Browns or the Fletcher McGee's or the, you know, the Aaron Crafts or whoever. So it was fun. It was fun to be a part of, and, you know, it helped, even though I still talk to LaRon, Finke, Malcolm, Nana, and so on, it just, you know, gave me more of a reason to, you know, on a daily basis. So, and then I guess I played the role of the legendary Derek Burson, you know, none other than DB, one of the best SIDs in the game, and just tried to help, you know, set up, coordinate some radio times for you guys and those guys. So appreciate you guys always having those guys on. You know, I think it's fun for them, you know, to do that, and then also just kind of like be back in the community as well.
Yeah, you did incredible.
You killed it for us. All incredible. Thanks goes to you. How many international games did you pull up on Synergy after you found out a new opponent? You had to watch Aaron Kraft playing somewhere in Europe in February or something like that, right?
Yeah, definitely watched a lot of film. You know, late nights, 11 p.m., midnight, 1 a.m., whatever it was, just working on some edits and stuff like that, and which was cool because I like to watch a lot of international basketball anyway. And then, you know, just even sometimes digging some stuff up on guys, like some former players from West Virginia, Illinois, Jacksonville State, and now at Dayton, just, you know, seeing like different styles of play and levels of competition and gyms and whatnot. But yeah, it was fun. It was cool to see, and then also try to dig up some TBT clips, you know, from the past to use as well. But yeah, a lot of international basketball over the last month.
I want to ask you a ton more about this TBT. I want to ask you about Mike Dom, but quick follow-up there. What is it about coaches loving international basketball? Brad Underwood talks about it all the time.
He loves that
he's watching the Euro League. What draws coaches, especially in the college game there, in terms of studying and watching it?
I think the game is just a little bit closer to the college game. Just from, you know, from a spacing standpoint and rules and whatnot, I think it's a little bit closer to the college game than the NBA. And then, you know, with the NBA, especially, like, you know, being at a lower level at times, like, you know, being in the Ohio Valley Conference, we're not necessarily having NBA players in that league every year, other than my last year there, we had John Morant and Dylan Windler. Mm. But typically, you know, those guys aren't going on to the NBA. So the level of play is a little bit closer to the college game, the international level of play is. And I just think it's a little bit more free flowing and closer to the college game to be able to study than maybe the NBA game is. And there's a lot of really good basketball around the world, especially in Europe and, Asia as well, and even Australia, South America, and so on. But I think it's just the game is just a little bit closer and comparable to the college game than maybe the NBA is.
That's
makes it a little bit easier.
Excellent answer. James Herring is so good to have on our program. The TBT tournament, I think not many things have come out winning because of this COVID-19 pandemic, but I feel like this tournament came out a winner because a lot of people took the time to focus in on live sports, and this certainly has provided that. And of course, the House of Pain team, now you've got a lot of people around here, a lot of Illini fans that want to see this continue. Do you think that, now, understand what I'm saying here, I guess. I understand it's popular, and I know it's a big deal, but these alumni teams, it makes sense to me that everybody in college basketball would have an alumni team and play in something like this. Do you see this tournament just keep getting bigger and bigger as the years roll on?
Yeah, Lon, I definitely think so. And I think this year, prior to the pandemic, I think it was going to be the best year yet, because there were a ton more alumni teams that just ended up not making the field of 24. When it was originally 64, there was going to be a bunch, you know, just
awesome.
And maybe not pure alumni teams in terms of is the, you know, the Illinois team, or this is the, you know, the Ohio State team and so on. But maybe there could have been a couple joint ones as well, you know, kind of like the Oklahoma State one had a couple like Kansas guys on it too, which I think is going to happen regardless, you know, whether there's a pandemic or not.
Right.
But yeah, I think it's only going to get bigger. It's only going to be better. You know, I enjoyed watching obviously all the games throughout the day, but just even like this Marquette team being in the championship game, you know, you look at that team, you have players from like three different eras on that team, you know, going back to, you know, Diener and then DJO and Jameel Wilson and some other guys. It's kind of fun and kind of cool to see that. And I think, you know, just watching some of these teams, it's unique seeing, you know, a Travis Diener who's at the end of his career playing with, you know, a DJO who was in the NBA for part of his career and is still like in his prime.
Right.
You know, so it's awesome. I mean, especially like, you know, this year, daytime basketball, like, you know, 2 o'clock Eastern tips, 4 o'clock Eastern tips. It's awesome.
Yeah. James, Carmen's Crew versus House of Pain was the best, most enjoyable thing I've watched since the pandemic. Felt like a Big Ten basketball. Oh. I mean, it really was.
I don't even wince when you guys say Aaron Kraft's name anymore. Like I just noticed that. I'm like, yeah, well, we knocked him out. We ended his career.
What was that one like for you enjoying back home? Obviously, the number one seed, you knew what you were getting into there and stepped up to the challenge.
Yeah, it was fun to watch and, you know, kind of like prep for that one. And, you know, Mike and I talked a lot. I mean, leading up to the event and then obviously winning the first game, you know, the prep going into the second game, you know, we were pumped to play. Obviously, like, they were the defending champs and, you know, that was the team that outside of Overseas Elite would have a target on their back. And, you know, we had a chance to play them and ended up winning the game. And, you know, obviously you go into it confident thinking, yeah, you know, we can win this one. But at the same time, I'm sitting there like, man, these guys are pretty good. Like David Lighty's pretty good. You know, Aaron Kraft's pretty good. Buford's pretty good. You know, I don't care how old they are. It was fun to watch. It was fun to kind of see it all, like, kind of, you know, come together and unfold. And, you know, the guys really executed well. And, you know, it was fun and exciting. There was a play we had put in that we ran against the War Tampa team. We called it Sneak, that eventually led to, like, 3 Mike Dom layups.
Nice.
And we just kind of wrinkled it going into game two, where instead of him coming off like what we call a sneaky screen, like a cross screen to get him going to the rim, we had him reject that and come off a pin down from Nana. And we ran it on the opening play, or maybe not the opener, it might have been the second possession, and we were just late with the pass. He was wide open. Dom was wide open, just late with the pass. But then we hit it again a few possessions later, and, I mean, he was wide open and banged the three. You know, it's little things like that that kind of get you, even from afar, kind of get those juices flowing a little bit. Uh-huh. You know, it's a game of chess. You know, we made the right move there.
That's cool.
Can you get Mike Dom back next year, or is he going to be playing in the league?
Right.
That's a great question. I mean, I hope for his sake he's in the NBA. You know, that'd be great for him. He's I've never, you know, met Mike Dom in person, but just dealing with him over Zoom or on the phone, I mean, he's unbelievable. You know, great dude. Was all about the team. Happened to have like the quietest like 20-point game in the TBT I've ever seen. All of a sudden, you look at the box score and it's like, dang, the guy had 23 points on, you know, 10 shots. Yeah, I mean, it'd be great to have him back. Obviously, if he's in the NBA, you know, that's not going to happen. But yeah, he's a great dude, great player.
And James, I know you were ducking interviews on Friday because you had a little bit of a conflict of interest.
Collusion
here.
Going on here.
Illinois, Dayton. How about that one? How much were you sweating there?
it was fun to watch. I had a lot of people reach out, call, text, you know, whatever it was, just like, yeah, who you rooting for? And I just, you know, told everyone, hey, man, I'm just trying to watch this game for fun. It was what I kind of expected it in terms of, you know, the Dayton team just had a lot of dogs, man. They had good players, and they played with a chip on their shoulder, and it was fun to watch Ryan and Trey back out there, because they were two focal points for us this year. You know, they might not have got as much love publicly. Obviously, you know, Obi Toppin, you know, was player of the year, national player of the year. But Ryan and Trey were just as big to our 29 wins as anybody else on the team. So obviously, you know, it's, you know, when you have a hand in that House of Pain team, yeah, you want to see those guys win. But at the same time, I was happy to see, you know, the Red Scare team win as well. You know, good guys on that team, and it was fun to see. And definitely, I know the city of Dayton, you know, it meant a lot just to see those guys out there playing again and win a couple games in the tournament. But yeah, it was challenging, but it, you know, at the same time, it was fun. You know, just happy to see those guys out there playing.
You know, James Herring, our guest. I noticed. I'm not going to lie. I did notice it early with the no fans, but yet in a way, it kind of just grew on me, I guess, to where it wasn't something that bothered me as bad as I thought it would be. As we go into this, you know, now watching golf with no fans. I know NASCAR had a few fans at one event, but for the most part, they're zipping around with nobody in the seats. What will Major League Baseball look like without fans? That'll be weird to me, right, to see that. But, you know, the no fans thing, I kind of got used to it pretty quick at this TBT tournament.
Yeah, it, you know, watching from TV, you know, it wasn't bad. And then just from talking to the guys, like, you know, I mean, I think they maybe noticed it at first, you know, maybe that first game, first couple minutes. And then after that, it's just like any other game. You know, you just get in there and start playing. And I was actually watching today. I was watching the White Sox. They were streaming like an inter-squad scrimmage. And I think it's on maybe NBC Sports Chicago or whatever it was. And they had a couple of like their staff in the stands just sitting watching, you know, maybe somebody with a radar gun or whatever. But it's definitely going to be interesting. Interesting to see. I think, I don't know, I might have been listening to The Drive a few weeks ago. I think you guys were talking about something the Oakland A's were doing in terms of like selling seats. You can get a cardboard cutout,
yes,
maybe.
Yes.
You know, maybe some more teams will be looking to do that. But yeah, I mean, I just hope this upcoming year that there's fans in the stands. But regardless, let's just, you know, play the games, obviously, safely, of course. But just want to see them get played.
I want to ask you, James Herring, as a coach, I'm flipping around here and I apologize. As a coach, we watch Andres Feliz, and the common fan understands that he's good. They understand he hustles. They do things like that. What do we as a fan not even really truly appreciate? And I know we all love him and guys like him. I mean, I'll even say it, Aaron Kraft, guy that's just, you know, similar, obviously, and even better probably in college, obviously. But what is it about a guy like that that a coach just absolutely loves? I mean, Brad Underwood said, if you could put one guy on a poster to explain the Illinois basketball program right now, it's Dre. What is it about guys like that that you on the inside love just as much or more than we, the fan?
Yeah, Dre's unbelievable. I mean, that guy's just a beast. Just a beast. He's a warrior. And it was great. You know, obviously I wasn't there in Columbus, but it was great to, you know, to work with them and the prep and all that. And he's just always locked in. I just felt like he was that guy that's just always mentally ready to go. And you know he's going to give you everything he's got on every possession, which is awesome. And, you know, you wish you have a team full of guys like that. And the thing that's incredible about him is he just elevates everyone around him,
right?
Because of how he carries himself and how he plays, and just from talking to Mike and some of the other guys, you know, that were out there, like Dre, he was just always locked in, you know, always had thoughts or, you know, different schemes or ideas that we could do offensively or defensively just to give us, you know, maybe a little advantage, which is huge, you know, when you got cerebral players like that. It's a big part to winning. And I've loved Dre since he was in junior college. I saw him play at Northwest Florida. He played for Steve DeMeo, who's now actually on staff at St. John's. And that guy was unbelievable in JUCO. I mean, unbelievable. And at the time, I think he had a lot of like low to mid recruitment. Illinois got in there, and I know because O obviously knew him as, you know, previously. And
sure.
I mean, he was a steal. That guy's unbelievable. Like, Andres Feliz is big time
so
as
fun.
A person and a player.
Awesome.
James, I want to ask you about Dayton. Obviously, we're a national storyline this past year, going to be a one seed in the NCAA tournament. Like Illinois, you have some guys back on campus, voluntary workouts, and team-organized activities can start up next week. So how things going there, and as a staff, are you excited to be able to start working with those guys here coming up next week?
Yeah, definitely excited. It's been a slow process. I think that's kind of how it has been everywhere around the country. But, you know, you just got to be smart, got to be safe, you know, got to keep your distance. And I think, you know, there might be some people out there that are just, you know, tired of hearing that, but that's the truth. You know, that's the best way to just kind of prevent the spread. It's actually, it's been interesting, you know, just following other programs and trying to learn from them and, you know, talk to different people to see where there's been success, but where there's also been failure, you know, to try to prevent that from occurring, you know, for us or just for other people that I know. And then it actually really helped, you know, and I didn't really realize this in the moment, but just kind of being in some, like, you know, the behind the scenes calls with the TVT, like just sure. being a part of that House of Pain team, you know, trying to learn their process, and you pick up on a couple of things. It's like, man, that makes a lot of sense. Maybe we should do that, you know, just with our situation on campus. So, you know, we'll see how it progresses. And, you know, I'm sure, hopefully, you know, everything continues to trend in the right direction, at least, even though, you know, there's been some negative news recently just with college athletics and the pandemic, but we'll see. We'll see.
Have you allowed yourself to picture an entire year without college basketball?
No, I haven't.
I haven't.
I try to stay optimistic. I'm a glass half full guy. I mean, don't get me wrong. We all have our moments that maybe it's half empty, but no, I haven't. I haven't gone down that road yet. You know, not at all.
It's hard. No. I mean, it's hard. Like I hate it for this Illinois fan base, that Illinois team, that they didn't play it, but just as much for Dayton. I mean, a team that's not a number one seed every year, obviously, and for that to, and I know we asked you about that the last time, but I hate it for those kids that happened to them.
Yeah, it was challenging. I mean, it was definitely an emotional time, you know, and you sit back and you think, like, man, there's all these things that we missed out on, you know, and you might have, like, these regrets, but at the end of the day, you got to think about all the things that we accomplished, too, you know, and be grateful for those accomplishments and everything that we got to experience this year. So I try to see that side of things as opposed to sometimes thinking back on the things that, you know, we missed out on. But either way, you know, it was unbelievable. And Dayton's an unbelievable place, you know, very similar to Illinois, just in terms of the passionate fan base. And then, you know, when you go 29-2 and have one seed talk late in the year, it's, you know, makes it even better.
Incredible.
James, last one for you. Another project you've taken on during the pandemic, the dunk of the day on Twitter.
Yeah.
If you're not following, follow him on Twitter at JamesHerring40. I know that there was one with Malcolm that wasn't maybe even really a dunk to his, you know, maybe to defend him. He had a little bit of extra poundage, needed to play the four here at Illinois. Revonte Rice is my personal favorite at Purdue. What was that like putting together? Do you have one that really sticks out? I'm sure a couple of OB dunks might be at the top of the list too.
Yeah, it's funny. I just kind of popped in my head in late March, early April, and I started it. I think I started doing it on Twitter, like, I think it was Final Four weekend. I think it was the Sunday. It would have been the Sunday in between the Final Four, the semifinals, and then the championship game on the Monday. And, I mean, Obi helps make it really good, you know, just in terms of having windmill dunks, lefty hammer dunks, through the legs dunks, whatever. Obviously, Ray's had a lot of good ones. That Purdue one's a good one. Even though I wasn't a part of this one at Florida Gulf Coast, I had to get my man Brett Comer on there. He had a dunk when he played at Florida Gulf Coast against East Tennessee State in the conference tournament. But, yeah, there isn't really one. I wouldn't say there's one that sticks out. You know, maybe that Ray one at Purdue. That one was crazy. And then yeah, I mean, the OB, I haven't even put it out there yet, but the OB through the legs is another good one. UD Arena, it was so loud. I couldn't tell what was going on. You know, it was nuts. But, yeah, it's been fun. It's been a fun way to kind of reconnect with some former players as well. you know, from days being a student manager at West Virginia to Illinois to Jack State and now at Dayton. And there's been like so many different people that have just shot me random texts or like messages saying like, yo, I love this. Like, quarantine's awful, but I love watching the dunk of the day or something. So it's going to come to an end here because I'm kind of running out of good dunks. But, you know, hopefully dig a few more out and then just kind of let it ride off in the sunset.
I'll tease Illinois fans. Today is an Illinois player, the dunk of the day. So you'll have to head to James Herring's Twitter, at jherring40 is how you find him. James, it is always awesome to have you come on with us. I love it when you're in studio. That's not as easy to do these days, but certainly you know you're always welcome when you're back in town to talk some college hoop. Our listeners love it, and I know Derek and I enjoy it so much. Can't thank you enough, my friend, for all the work you did for us in the TBT tournament, and we'll do it again soon, my friend.
Hey, thanks, guys, and yeah, stay safe, wear your mask, you know, enjoy. Hopefully you guys got great weather there because it's beautiful here in Dayton today. And I'll catch you guys later.
All right, buddy. James Herring.
Thanks, James.
Needs to be on the intro. Trevor's got some work to do.
I swear, ever since I've made that intro, all I've received is comments from other people saying they need to be added to the intro.
Oh, man, it's funny. Yeah, we got to get Raby on there. We got to get Herring. There's no doubt about it. So, all right, I asked James about chili. He's not a big chili guy. Trevor's not a big chili guy.
I love chili.
You do like chili?
I don't
chili?
Know if I'd eat in the summer, though.
Okay, that's fair. Like
a fall evening.
Yes. Oh,
perfect.
What is the wet part of chili?
The wet part? Like tomato.
Tomato juice.
Tomato juice.
Okay. So it's like beans and tomato juice?
Yeah. You like for me, I make it the most simple. You just brown the burger, you know, the meat, and then, of course, dump the grease. Then you add, they have a chili packet, or if you've got a special, I've got a little powder that we use on our pork burgers down at Villa Grove that I add to mine. But then you throw that in with some beans,
yep.
Whatever kind of beans you want. I always go with the mild. I don't like hot, spicy things. And I am boring. I am the most boring eater that has ever lived. I get cheeseburgers plain.
You don't
sometimes,
even like lettuce on your tacos.
No. And every once in a while, a piece of lettuce will end up in a taco, and I'll eat it, and I'm like, that wasn't that bad. But I don't want all of the lettuce in there. This is why I'm unhealthy.
Yeah, I'm the opposite of you. I love spicy, spicy, yeah. Spicy.
So if I go into a place like Subway, for instance, it takes them 1 second to make my... I get a foot-long on wheat turkey, no cheese, spicy mustard. That's it.
That's it.
And they'll be like, "That's you don't want any?" I'm like, nope, that's it. I always tell them, I'm like, I'm going to get you back on track. And then, but of course, the person in front of me is getting a little bit of everything that is out there.
Why not? You
throw some of that on there. Oh, I agree. So at the end, their sandwich is like 12 inches in diameter, and mine is like an inch. And I'm like, we're paying the same amount. Can you give me a discount on this? Because so you just throw in some tomato juice, some, you know, the mixture or the powder.
I gotcha.
Make it as spicy as you want.
Yeah, you can do. I mean, a lot of people add, you know, a lot of people add different things to chili, and I just don't. I eat it as plain, and that's how my kids like it. So we eat it as plain as possible, but a lot of people add a lot of stuff to chili.
And then get some cornbread.
Oh,
I'm on board with the cornbread.
Now, I need to start adding beer because Bunny's has their beer chili, and it is second to none.
See, I just prefer to just, like, take that and put it in, like, a tortilla.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
There's nothing wrong with the taste of chili.
No, I get it.
Just instead of, like, eating it like soup,
yep.
I'd prefer to, like, put it on something.
Like a chili dog or something.
Yeah, or a chili taco or just something like that.
That is fair. I did ask, so Lindy says... Thumbs up on the chili. Andrew says, I mean, an amazing three-bean bourbon chicken chili I would eat in a sauna. Mm. Three-bean bourbon chicken chili. Wow. That's the other thing. I've never made
really
chicken
good.
Chili.
Sounds like a heck of a bathroom trip. Right.
A 309 says, two things I enjoy year-round, chili and hot coffee. None of this cold brew stuff. Whoa, you were doing so well. 651 says, absolutely, a bowl of Texas Red is good anytime. Makes you sweat and cools you off. Of course, if it's humid, that doesn't work as well. Ryan says, Lon, you're 100% correct. Good chili hits the spot year-round. Also got a 651 that says, nothing wrong with a plain cheeseburger. That's what I order.
Come on.
So I hardly ever go through drive-thrus, you know, like McDonald's or anything.
You
but
you put sauce, you got to put tomatoes, onions,
so
lettuce.
So my order at McDonald's, like when I was in college, and you could get this, it was the number 8. It was the 2 cheeseburgers with fries and a Coke. When I was at SIU in like 1990, you could get that meal for $3.48. And now it's like $7. But I would go up and I'd say, I need your number 8 with a Coke and the cheeseburger's plain. And so one time I was in a drive-thru and the girl says, does that mean you just want a hamburger? And I get it. Oh. I didn't even make fun of her. I was just like.
So like, is a plain cheeseburger with or without cheese?
Well, it's with cheese because it's a cheeseburger.
But plain.
Yeah.
Plain means
I don't need ketchup. I don't need mustard. Now, here's the weird part about I am so weird. We could do a week-long show on my eating habits. If I have a cheeseburger, I don't use any condiments. If I have a hamburger alone without cheese, I eat it with ketchup. What do you use on a hot dog, Derek?
Ketchup and mustard.
You do both.
Yeah.
How about you, Trevor?
On a hot dog?
On a hot dog.
I don't know. I don't put any sauce on it. I just have like the, like how Portillo's does it with the peppers.
Oh, yeah.
The onion. I have all that, like a Chicago dog.
Oh, okay.
And I don't hate mustard, but I don't
you just
put
don't.
Sauce on
See,
it.
See, I love mustard. Do you guys eat mustard? Well, yeah, you just said you do, Derek. Okay, so on a hot dog, I put ketchup. On a bratwurst, I put mustard. Does that make any sense?
It actually does in a weird way.
It's kind of funny.
Now I'm hungry for bratwurst on the grill.
Sounds good.
There's something about the smoked something of the bratwurst that does taste better with mustard than ketchup.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't know.
And I prefer a cheeseburger on a bun and a hamburger without.
Okay, I don't endorse that. I don't know what that's about.
Of course, I'm trying to lose weight, so I just try to go without a bun now all
I'm
the time.
I'm trying to figure out the no ketchup with the cheese.
I don't know. It's just a weird mixture that I don't like, that cheese with ketchup. That's weird. That's how weird I am. I am the most plain eater in the world that's still weird. Like, you know, if you're plain, usually you're not. That's the weird part, is that you don't want anything, but I'm still weird. On that stuff.
Yeah, you're not basic. You're weird.
It's weird. Can we cut that up for an intro?
Yes.
You're not basic. You're just weird. Andrew says, I saute the garlic, onion, red, and green peppers, all chopped super fine, in a cup of bourbon to
Ooh.
Start. I am also a cheeseburger plain guy. Wow, we're getting a lot of plain cheeseburgers. So he literally sautes these in bourbon.
I'm a bourbon fan.
Nice. Now, the other thing that I did... I'm going back to the bratwurst, which I got to get bratwurst tonight. That sounds so good. But I tried them with beer, right? I put them in
beer brats.
And I did not like them except for.
U of I Meat Sales Room.
Yep. When Ben showed us how to do that.
That's right.
My buddy Drew White did it for a tailgate. He soaked them in beer. Brought him to the tailgate, and it was the best brat I'd ever had. So I don't know what I did wrong when I did it, but then I about...
Boy, do I miss Ben. And
oh, Ben, can you just come back for the day?
I forgot about that.
Please? But then I tried it 3 weeks later to tailgate. I did the same thing with the beer and the brats, and they were really good. Brandon Lloyd stopped by the tailgate and was visiting... Oh, yeah, I'm throwing one down. He was visiting with everybody, and I said, Brandon, are you hungry, man? And he goes, I am kind of hungry. I'm like, you got to try these brats. I'm like, they're from the U of I Meat Sales Room. It's got beer. You know, I don't, because some people don't drink, right? So I wanted to, I mean, not that, I think after you're soaking them, you know, boiling
them
in beer.
I don't really think that counts.
I don't think it does either.
I've had a few of those Jack Daniel's burgers as a kid.
Right.
Where I thought, am I drinking right now?
But I just want to, you know, in case he's never had a beer in his life, I have no idea. I didn't want to ruin it there. But he goes, yeah, I'll have one. And he took a bite, and he's like, holy crap. I'm like, they're really good.
You should get him on an ad or something. Brandon Lloyd endorses our...
Brandon did tell me he would come on the show, but I texted him once, and he didn't come on. Well, he didn't text me back. I try not to take
that... Try again.
I try not to take that personal ever, but in a weird way, you kind of do. It's like, no, hold on now. You told me you wanted to come on. Now, he may have been busy and had 100 things going on. Lindy says cheeseburgers, put meat in bowl with 2 eggs, Worcestershire salt, and pepper. You're welcome. I do love, you remember the old cube steaks? My mom used to make a cube steak. It's a really cheap meat, basically. But Mom used to make cube steaks when we were growing up, and I would have Worcestershire sauce with it. Oh, now I'm hungry for that.
Either that or soy sauce if you're cooking like chicken or a burger or something is a really good addition.
See, this is dangerous at 5:40 at night.
This is our longest segment ever.
If you're prepping ribs, you put the Worcestershire on, then the dry rub, and then let those...
I've never done that on ribs.
Overnight?
See, ribs sounds good. But ribs takes a while if you're going to do it your own.
Process.
That's like a Saturday.
Right.
That's a Saturday, sit out with a couple of... You know, I'm the one guy that can make cheeseburger. I can make a grilled cheeseburger take 6 beers. Because people will be like, are they not done yet? I'm like, well, they're just going a little slow as I pop another beer.
Slow and steady.
Take the leftover beer from boiling the brats, add a stick of cream cheese shredded cheese. Yeah, oh, wow. You know I just had that surgery or that procedure, right? Add a stick of cream cheese and shredded cheese. Makes a delicious beer cheese sauce for the brats.
Hmm.
Dang. Whew. I got to get brats tonight. I have to. I'm so hungry right now.
I like those little crispy onion straws for the top of a burger, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like from a green bean casserole type of thing.
You know what's a sneaky, really good something to have at home? Breadcrumbs. You can add breadcrumbs to like a pork chop or, oh, yeah. Sneaky good. Sneaky good. Put that, you know, like dip it in egg.
Yep.
And then put some breadcrumbs on it. Oh, man. Do we have to work anymore? Because I want to go eat. I'm not going to lie to you. I want to go eat right now. All right, we do have to take a break. I'm way heavy. It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lontae and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Flooring Surfaces is a local business that's open to serve the construction and housing industry. Over 1 million square feet of flooring options are in stock in Champaign, along with professional tools, adhesives, setting materials, and underlayments you need to build waterproof showers, tile kitchen backsplashes, and renovate entire floors of your home. Over 20 years of operation has made Flooring Surfaces your premier source for hardwood, carpet, laminate, porcelain tile, and everything else. Right now, we're starting the summer of savings with discounted pricing on hundreds of options. You'll find select in-stock hardwoods that are half off, double discounts on laminate floors, and tile that starts at $1.25 per square foot. So here's what to do. Call 398-1990 to arrange a showroom experience, a safe in-home consultation, or to have your order pulled and ready for pickup. We will help you find the right floor, and during the summer of savings, you'll find it for less. Don't worry, Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered.
What do you get from Dogtown Heating and Air? 24/7 emergency care. It breaks, they're there, period. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What do you get from Dogtown Heating and Air? Professional technicians to take care of your problem right the first time, with satisfaction 100% guaranteed. Serving all of Central Illinois. Call Dogtown Heating and Air, 217-841-4728, or visit them online, dogtownheatingandair.com.
Dear area chiropractors, we, the team members of Two Men in a Truck, apologize for potentially taking businesses away from you. We know that every move we perform with our professionally trained movers who use proper lifting techniques may take a patient from you. Less muscle strains, fewer back out of whack, but many happily moved clients. Keep up the great work, area chiropractors. We support you. Sincerely, your friends at Two Men in a Truck and TwoMenChampagne.com. That's a smart move.
Hi, welcome to Honda BMW of Champaign.
Hi, I've got all sorts of car problems.
Okay, we'd be happy to help you out. What's the issue?
First off, I think I need a new car. Mine is really old.
We've got a large selection of new Hondas on our lot.
Great, and then my wife needs one too, but I don't think we have the budget for two new cars.
Our finance department will help you pick the best option for your needs.
Wow, you answered all my questions.
That's what we're here for. Sir?
Finally, peace of mind.
Honda BMW of Champaign. Their staff is committed to giving you peace of mind. Stop by today at the corner of Neal and Brewash in Savoy. Have you been to Value Check in Champaign? With a friendly staff and well-stocked shelves, you can't go wrong. Get deals like brand-name chips for under $2 or fresh produce like meat, cheese, and veggies for under $5. And check out their Facebook page for daily updates on their newest and hottest specials. Did I say you'll save money? You'll save money. Cost plus food creates more savings, and you'll save more than anywhere else at Value Check. Stop by at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign.
Hey, it's Shane from Rizzotti's Pizza. Guess what? We're back. We're open. Can't wait to see you. The dining room's open. The kitchen's open. Phones are ringing. You can stop by for lunch, dinner, or even both. Grab it for takeout, or we can deliver. Face it, you're hungry, and we can fix that. Pizza, Italian beef, calzones, wings, and more. They're all waiting for you at Rizzotti's Pizza, 701 South Gregory in Urbana. So put on your mask and head on over, or give us a call at 328-2334. We'll see you soon.
Of Plants World is saying happy birthday to the USA with super savings on top load washer and dryer pairs.
Do you actually have washers and dryers in stock?
We sure do, and enough for everyone.
But are they name brands that I trust?
Of course, Maytag and Frigidaire, just to name a few.
Are they large capacity with an agitator?
Up to 5 cubic foot capacity to fit a king size comforter.
What about the free 10-year protection plan?
Of course they do. Get our free 10-year protection on Frigidaire, Maytag, Speed Queen, and GE.
Wow!
Celebrate the USA with savings on products made in the USA, like Maytag and Speed Queen and GE.
Now that's a perfect way to celebrate. Wow!
Wow is right. Celebrate Independence Day with lawn repair savings at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Sale going on now.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, get
First Responder of the Month, brought to you by Engelbrick Grills and Cookers. Building award-winning grills in Paxton, Illinois. Visit grillsandcookers.com. Great to have Jason Rector. He is our First Responder of the Month, Champaign firefighter. So how does one become a firefighter?
Yeah, so you have to be 21 years old to be hired. There's a testing process, and we're getting ready to do a test this fall. And there's a written component, a physical fitness component. It's called the CPAT test. It's a national test, and you can look it up online, but there's like 12 different things you do throughout the test. You have a weighted vest on, and you have to climb stairs for like 3 minutes, and then drag a hose, carry some tools, drag a dummy.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes about 10 minutes. It's a challenging workout. You have to be in shape to complete it and interview.
First Responder of the Month, brought to you by Engelbrick Grills and Cookers. Building award-winning grills in Paxton, Illinois. Visit grillsandcookers.com.
Hey, it's Gina here with ABC Heating and Air. Don't sweat the summer over high energy bills or a chance your air might not start at all. Let me send a friendly service technician to your home to give your AC a full tune-up before it gets too hot in East Central Illinois. Call 352-5400. That's 352-5400. Remember, at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning, it's as easy as ABC to always be comfortable. Again, call 352-5400.
Is it time to freshen that brand and look? Brochures from design to print at Minuteman Press. Direct mail is cost-effective. Proud to be an approved certified vendor for the United States Postal Service, Minuteman Press can take care of you. And members of the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce and Rotary International. 74% of people have at least one promotional product in their workspace. Do you need some promotional items? Minuteman Press, 905 South Neal Street in Champaign. We design, print, and promote you. See you printing.com.
The goal at PDR Automotive in Urbana is a simple one: to provide you with the safe, reliable transportation in your vehicle. They aren't just after the quick fix to get you back on the road, but instead have two main priorities. They want you to feel safe in your automobile, and they want you satisfied with their work. PDR has been in business since 1973 for a reason. They give quality service and will explain every turn of the wrench. So call them the next time your car or truck has an issue at 367-9481, or visit them on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
It's a topic I want to talk about so bad, and like I said earlier, this is a whole different topic, by the way. We will never do it. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise. So tired of just things in life just being difficult and negative. And I'm ready to get back to where I'm not going here. I'm not going to go here either.
I can't decide if it's better or go ahead.
Sports is so good for this country. It is so good for this country. It takes idiots like me and entertains me. And it does not then give me 4 hours a day to think about other things that I just get mad about. Sports entertains me.
Unifies you with other people.
And it does. That's exactly right.
You're saying you don't want to have time to sit around and think.
I don't.
About the world.
I'm a robot. Entertained. I want to come home from work. I want to eat my chili. And I want to sit on my, you know what, drink a beer or a Mountain Dew, whatever, or a nice cold glass of milk. And I want to watch Cardinals baseball for 3 hours. And I don't want to think about anything. But when you take sports away from us in America, it causes issues. We need sport. Guys are simple. We're simple people. The females run things. Let's be honest. They are the smarter. They run things. We just want to be entertained by sports. That's it.
See man with ball, put ball in hoop.
That's me to a T. I don't know.
You drink milk at night?
I have before, yeah. For supper every night. I think I told you that. Unless we had fish growing up, which my dad thankfully fried fish about 3 days a week, or tacos when mom would make tacos. Otherwise, we had to drink milk at supper. So I'd get home from basketball practice where you just ran your butt off for 2 hours. You get home, you shower, and then I had to sit down and drink a glass of milk. I'm like, come on. I think I could have water, I guess.
I enjoyed it after football.
Did you?
You have to drink some water in between. Yeah. That's not the first thing
you
put down.
Kind of coach your stomach a little bit. Milk. John of Camargo said, every couple of months I make 2 big pots of chili. I fill about 20 plastic containers and freeze them. I can eat them year-round, and they are quick and cheap. Along with the basic ingredients, I also add sliced mushrooms and sweet corn. That's a great idea, John.
Interesting.
Because you just take it out of there. I did that with that. Remember when I did crock pot chili? Mm-hmm. I was so proud of myself. And I made so much. I made it for a family of 8, basically, and it was me. So I made so much, I just had to freeze a ton of it. And what I do now on occasion is I just take it out and thaw it and eat it.
You had an unusual amount of pride for crock pot cooking, which basically consists of turning it on and walking away.
It was not easy to do, though.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.